The latest How I See campaign has just launched, and this time it is on shared spaces. So we've been talking to people around the UK about shared spaces in their cities. Today I'm joined by Pardy Gill, who is based in Leicester, and we're going to be talking about shared spaces there. So Pardy, can you just start off by telling me a little bit about your sight loss?
Yes, I was born with a condition called retinopathy prematurity, ROP. So I've had retinal detachments since birth, and I've had a lazy eye, which was operated on several years back. So my left eye has a prosthetic eye, and my right eye has been having reasonable vision for the past 30 years. But over the past year, I've had several operations due to astronomically high eye pressure. So they're trying to work on that currently, but my vision has significantly deteriorated owing to the eye pressure recently.
So I know you've been involved with the latest How I See campaign. So what is your view on shared spaces as somebody with severe sight loss?
For many years, my vision was quite reasonable, but in the past year, my vision has deteriorated. I am much more reliant on the use of control crossings and tactile markings to be able to safely and independently navigate. So I'm not against shared spaces, but we all need accessible street design for visually impaired people. And these areas haven't really been accessible once curbs, control crossings and pavements are removed.
And so there's going to be listeners that have maybe never been to Leicester, or and maybe listeners that live in Leicester, but what are the, is there a lot of shared space in Leicester? What is the kind of the general outlook of it there?
There's one shared space that was created in 2012 after the Queen visited Leicester called Jubilee Square, where the curbs and pavements and tactile markings have been removed, so motorists, cyclists and pedestrians share the same space in the city centre. And that is the only shared space I'm aware of in Leicester city centre. But also there have been other issues in more recently in Leicester city centre, where several control crossings have also been removed by the city council, which have also impacted on many visually impaired people, such as myself.
So have you had any kind of issues or personal experiences with this? Stuff that you could in theory go to the council and say, listen, this has happened because of what you've done?
Yes, I can't use Jubilee Square myself. Just the problem with shared space is that it creates a lot of ambiguity for many blind and visually impaired people when you're attempting to make eye contact with motorists, which myself and many of the VIPs frankly can't do. So for my own safety, I feel very anxious when I use these shared spaces, such as Jubilee Square. So I for my own safety, I don't use those spaces anymore. I frankly can't. And the other problem is with that remove of several control crossings, which has greatly impacted my independence to be able to navigate freely into the city centre of my own accord. That has severely limited my independence, because once these control crossings are removed, once again, you're reliant on visual cues when it's safe to cross.
With all these things happening, are you part of maybe a blind and VI community who are going to the council and saying, listen, this isn't working for us?
Yes, I'm part of a Leicester Disabled People's Access Group in Leicester, where we meet council officials and we lobby them. I'm also part of affiliated with Vista, who are the local sight loss charity, and also obviously part of the NFP and the RNIB. So there's several organisations that I'm part of there, where we are lobbying at a local level in Leicester to try and get accessible street design for visually impaired people, so that it is inclusive for everyone. But at the moment, unfortunately, it's not working that way in Leicester, and we continue to work. We want to collaborate with the City Council, not against them. Especially with the continued problems in Jubilee Square, and also with issues such as bus stop bypasses in Leicester, which are prevalent elsewhere in the country, and also with the impact of the removal of control crossings as well.
So the government announcing on the, where was it, 27th of July, I think it was, the government announced that they're going to pause schemes which are being considered or designed when it comes to shared spaces, because the Transport Minister, Nusrat Ghani, said that they just don't work for blind and partially sighted people. Are you happy to hear this news?
I was delighted to hear that, Basil. Yes, it's been long overdue, and we have been lobbying with government, and I know that Nusrat Ghani's family member is also visually impaired, so they do have first-hand experience of what it is to have a family member who has sight loss. I'm very pleased by that, and it's a moratorium at the moment whilst they look into the issues and also removal of the flawed local transport note 111 guidance, which many local councils have used in Leicester and across the country to introduce shared space schemes in the past few years. I'm very pleased that that's been withdrawn. But there's still a long way to go because there are still so many shared space schemes in Leicester and across the country which aren't fit for purpose. And we need to look at the inherent issues there which prevent many blind and partially sighted people from being unable to use these schemes and how they can be improved upon.
And finally, one quick question just away from shared spaces. I've been told that you were in Russia for the World Cup. How was that as somebody with a visual impairment?
I was, yes, Basil. It was absolutely fascinating. I didn't come across many shared space schemes there, to be honest. But I used my bike cane on a number of occasions, and the people couldn't be more hospitable and friendly. I think there was a bit of a media backlash at the start, which prevented a lot of people from going. But as a VIP going there, I go there with an open mind, and I was welcomed with open arms, and my disability didn't deter me. In fact, I think it brought up new opportunities. People became more aware of what a white cane is, which I think can only be a positive thing when you go abroad, to be honest. So it came out very, very positively. The only shame is that your football didn't come home, Basil. But maybe another time in the future.
Fingers crossed in the future. Well, Pardy Gill, thank you very much for talking to us here at RNIB Connect Radio.
Pleasure. Thank you, Basil.